好，接住亦都係一個合辦協辦活動嘅申請 ，Celebrate Carlos 跨族裔文化歌舞表演文件35/2017，咁就歡迎以下人士出席會議同埋介紹文件，係包括菲律賓駐香港嘅總領事同埋副領事代表啦，傳譯員莊宇女士，香港國際社會服務處服務總監彭藝珠女士。Welcome, Ms. Catella, Mr. Grinton, and Adriel. And if you are prepared, you may start now to introduce your papers, your proposal.
I'm Adriel Pinares from International Social Service, Hong Kong branch. Can you translate on this? Okay. Do we need to translate? Maybe.
No.
Oh, okay. Apologies. I'd like to introduce the members of the team. The Consul General of the Republic of the Philippines is here, Ms. Bernadette Castalia.
Good afternoon to everyone.
And the Vice Consul, Sir Robert Quintin.
Good morning.
And we have the interpreter from the Philippine Consulate, Chinese interpreter, Ms. Olive Chong. I am the Migrants Program Director of ISS Hong Kong. I work with Mr. Stephen Yao. And we are in partnership, ISS Hong Kong, and the Philippine Consulate General's Office and the Government of Hong Kong, the Central Policy Unit, to launch this program called Celebrate Colors.
Good afternoon to everyone. Again, I'm Bernardita Catalia, the Consul General of the Philippines in Hong Kong. And we would like to introduce this tripartite project among the Government of Hong Kong, the Philippine Consul General, and International Social Service. It's called Celebrate Colors, to represent colors, to represent the ethnic minorities in Hong Kong. And we are involving here the top seven ethnic minority communities in Hong Kong, of which the Philippines is one of the big populations. And Celebrate Colors is a cultural event that is slated to be performed at the Queen Elizabeth Stadium on June 25, 2017. We have already booked, actually it's the government of Hong Kong that booked that place from 4 to 6 p.m. And mainly the objective is to celebrate with the Hong Kong people as a tribute of the ethnic communities, tribute to the people of Hong Kong for hosting us, ethnic communities here in Hong Kong, hosting us, welcoming us, and allowing us to live and work in Hong Kong. And that is our way of showing our appreciation and in celebrating the 20th anniversary of the establishment of Hong Kong SAR. So we have already applied for accreditation as an event of the celebration. So it's basically showing the cultures of the seven communities, but mainly this is a gift from the people of the Philippines. So most of the cultural presentations will be by Filipinos, but of course the other ethnic groups will also be represented. And there are Chinese teams also, because it's going to be a celebration among ethnic communities and the people of Hong Kong. So there'll be Chinese groups primarily, because we always celebrate every year our Kapangyawan. It's a Filipino term. Actually, it's based on a Chinese term, Kapangyaw. We made it into a Filipino. It means Philippines, Hong Kong Friendship Festival. But we're turning this into a wider one. That's why this will also be participated in by the police marching band. So I'd like to introduce the Vice Consul to give more, Vice Consul Robert Quintin, to give more information on this. He's going to have a presentation. So for you to know how we are, the status of this, the progress of the preparations for this big event. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Consul General. I actually have a PowerPoint presentation here, but I understand you're not. We cannot show it.
You didn't request, and we have a lot prepared for the PowerPoint presentation.
That's okay. Because we were told the other way around that we should prepare the PowerPoint, actually, and we didn't know we had to request. But that's okay.
Okay, so perhaps I'll just...
Maybe we can submit to the secretary later after the meeting.
All right, all right. Okay, so as the Consul General has said, we have scheduled this event to be on the 25th of June 2017 at the Queen Elizabeth Stadium. So it will consist of two parts. One is actually a cultural exhibit at the foyer. So we'll be putting up some exhibits on the Philippines, on Philippine festivals, and about the Philippine flag, because unknown to most people in Hong Kong, the Philippine flag was actually sewn here. It was made here. So that's a very significant connection we have with Hong Kong. And we'll also have a photo exhibit on Philippine cuisine. So, but that's just for the cultural exhibit at the foyer. But for the cultural show, we have an expected audience of 2,500. So we will not be using the full capacity of Queen Elizabeth. In fact, we've had two site visits already for our technical team and for the initial meetings we had with Queen Elizabeth before it was booked. As to the number of participants, we are looking at a target participant pool of 550, around 400 adults and children, with 50 staff for the production team and 100 volunteers. The participants will be composed of 18 performing groups, including both a Filipino and Chinese performers, and with a few other ethnic minorities who will be part of the program. And there will also be 8 lead singers and 10 lead dancers to have a spearhead in the performances. Our objectives, of course, is to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the establishment of Hong Kong SAR. And as the Consul General has said earlier, it is really to show appreciation for the people of Hong Kong for welcoming ethnic minorities, in our case, in the Filipinos in particular, and to showcase the uniqueness of all of these cultures. But while we do that, we also want to highlight the harmony and mutual respect between these groups with the Hong Kong community. Of course, it's an opportunity to showcase the talents and skills of these ethnic minorities, and to look at how we can work on this relationship further for a mutually beneficial future. So just to give a short program rundown, the cultural show will have at least 7 major parts. It will have a formal portion, which includes a parade of colors and a formal opening, maybe some messages and remarks. And then for the first scene, it is going to be a dance production number of trying to talk about Hong Kong and how Hong Kong has become home for all the ethnic minorities that are here. And we have a special participation by the ISS Hope Foundation. So it's called, this part is called the Children of Hope. And then we'll have one component, which is the Chinese cultural presentations. So we have at least three as of now, a wushu demonstration and some traditional Chinese dances. And then after that will be a festival of Filipino dances. So we have a mix of Filipino dances. We have already started rehearsing for this. And the singers that I mentioned a while ago will also be featuring Filipino, Chinese, and other ethnic minority songs, which are actually popular here in Hong Kong. And there will be a final production number, which will to cap the whole production of. So maybe. So like I said, we've actually had rehearsals already. We've had three major rehearsals so far, and these are at the HKU. And just last Sunday, since we're struggling to find some other venues to host a big group, we practiced at Pier 10. So unfortunately, you cannot view the pictures. But if the committee would allow me, I'd like to play also over through the PA system, maybe the theme song, a demo of the theme song that we have had composed for the show.
I wish to inform you that the musical director composed a special song for this to be sang at the finale, which we hope will also be learned by the audiences. It's called Hong Kong is Home.
I think it's a very meaningful event. Adriel, do you have any supporting, any additional any additional information from ISS?
We are approaching the Wan Chai District Council because the venue is in Queen Elizabeth. We think that the participation of the Wan Chai District Council will put a greater integrity to the event. We also are housed in Wan Chai. ISS Hong Kong has a Hope Support Service Center in Tak Lee Building, where we have a myriad of services for ethnic minorities. There's a very predominant ethnic minority population in Wan Chai, and we wouldn't approach any other district council for any of our 28 activities. Because of the close partnership of the Wan Chai District Council with ISS all these years, in several activities, we would like to launch this historical moment with the Wan Chai District Council. We consider it historical because it's the first time the government of Hong Kong is in partnership with the government of an ethnic minority population, which is the biggest one, the Philippines, working with an NGO and staging it for the first time in Queen Elizabeth Stadium. So we're actually making history by getting 500 different ethnic minority groups in one big event. Part of the letter also said that we would like to invite actually the chief executive-elect to actually do the opening message for this event. And, of course, the Wan Chai District Council and the people who would be co-organizers. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian, for thinking of us when you are doing something big. Time for our committee members to raise your question. Any question from our committee members? Ms. Peggy?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the wonderful proposal. Just a simple question to ask. May I kindly ask how many ethnic minority groups will be involved in the show? Mm-hmm. Say, like, how many countries will be involved, or just or only just Philippines? Just short question. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The Hope Support Service Center targets the top 7 ethnic minority groups. So we have the Filipinos, the Indonesians, the Thais, the Nepali, the Pakistani, the Sri Lankans, which is the top 7 ethnic minority groups of Hong Kong. The Filipinos would only be a major component of the group in the sense that the production team is actually Disneyland experts. They're actually the ones producing. They're all volunteering for this. And you can almost see a production like a Lion King production happening in Queen Elizabeth. And because of this, they're able to weave the different cultural components. It's not going to look like a show with an MC and then number one, number two, number three. You're going to walk into Queen Elizabeth with an experience. You know, lights, sounds, 7 ethnic minority cultures interfacing. And this is how it's going to be. The role of the Philippine Consulate is simply because I'm very grateful to the Philippine Consulate General because I'm able to get her as an active member of the committee. She actually did the script and has been very active in engaging the other ethnic minority communities to participate, which is a big plus in terms of the organizing. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Dr. Jennifer Chow.
Is there any other co-organizer? And how many NGO you expect to have during this event?
We expect the other NGOs will be participating in giving us volunteers and also in supporting the event. As usual, we'll have the St. John's Ambulance. We'll have, you know, other groups within the Wan Chai area that will be approaching to do volunteer work. But the main organizer, of course, will be ISS Hong Kong. And we expect that there will be only the government of Hong Kong, the Wan Chai District Council, and ISS, and the Philippine Consulate General in the major publicity and promotion of it. The rest will be contributing in their own ways. But we aim to distribute the tickets within the NGO community as well.
Ms. Kennedy?
Thank you, Chairman. Sorry, I've got a very bad voice today. But, you know, basically I support, you know, the program. And if it's possible to add more diversity, you know, in the program, you know, say, for example, adding some magic shows or, you know, other sports performances. So, you know, I think it will, you know, attract more spectators to go to the stadium and watch the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We had to rely to the government connection in terms of who is the best group to perform in the event. Because it's such a big venue, we need to have performers who are used to having 30 people on the stage and who we don't have to train. So this is why the ribbon dance was there, the wushu dance group was there, the skipping rope group is there. But of course, we're looking at the diversity in terms of how it weaves together. We're still open in terms of how do we invite other performers. Sorry, I cannot tell you now which one. But of course, it's being publicized as we go along. And we will have practices with these groups all along. The Hope Center, particularly the multi-ethnic kids, I think they're part of the main attraction because they're 5 years old. Up to 16 years old, all born in Hong Kong, and it will be a fusion of at least 7 dances in one performance, including a Chinese dragon dance from the kids. So that would be a main event thing with at least 8 ethnic minority groups represented in the whole thing. It's a 2-hour show, so we're looking at how best to kind of work that out in the whole scenario. But we'll consider that and see if there's anybody we can invite that will kind of like break it. And get into a more representative show. Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? All right. It is nice to have our Philippines friends celebrate the 20th anniversary with our local Chinese together. Especially ISS is our long-term partner and
really good friend of Wan Chai District Council. Now we'll have a closed door meeting. So the our secretariat will inform you about the, our discussion later after. Thank you for coming, and especially thank you for the Council General, both of us, both of you, come to our meeting. I think this is the very first time we have this kind of meeting with the Council General in our committee. Hope we'll have more chance to have more different kinds of collaboration. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to present this. For us, it's a big project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.好，这个项目就申请作为区议会文化康体事务委员会作为协办机构的，就并没有额外要申请资源，包括就是他们的申请场地，也并非经区议会联系，即不是拿了我们quota的，这个我很紧张，请问大家是否同意这个协办申请？ 好，支持，多谢各位，支持底下我都要特别提，我们刚才提过有关的活动内容的建议，包括他的演出，要凝聚更多不同的少数族裔的单位，以及区内的NGO，我们都会将这个意见提交给新闻团体的。